This is Freedom ERP with an Above Top Secret member podcast originating from the AboveTopSecret.com website. Just realised it's been a few weeks since I've podcasted and wanted to correct that one and just be today talking about things that are going on relevant to the UK, UK politics and some other things going on. Probably the first thing to say, it's probably a fairly quiet time in UK politics. We're in summer recess, which means that the House of Commons and the House of Lords typically rises and then the MPs go back to their constituencies, spend time in their constituencies and also take holidays. So a fairly quiet time. We don't have things like Prime Minister's question time and the ability to question what's going on in government. But that doesn't say that things haven't been happening and that all the leaders have been making statements or responding to statements. And probably one of the interesting things that has happened with Gordon Brown being in power, he's now put in his cabinet. He's probably reduced the age of the cabinet and also brought in some women into some very senior positions, which I think is no bad thing. And I think all in all, I suppose I'm not anti-Gordon Brown at the moment, probably fairly neutral, giving him some time to bed in. But I'd have to say, I think he's a huge improvement on Tony Blair. He does actually seem to listen to what the people want and does seem to be opening up more of a dialogue. So good things. The other interesting thing is that currently the Labour Party does have a fairly significant lead in the polls over the Conservative Party, which I think has probably shocked people in the Conservative Party. I think some of them may well have been expecting the Conservative Party to do better in the polls and maybe be ahead of the Labour Party. They were probably thinking that Gordon Brown would suffer some of the backlash and be tarred with some of the decisions that Tony Blair had made. So that's interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. There's always the rumour floating around that if the lead continues, that Gordon Brown may well call a snap general election sometime in the autumn. Not entirely sure on that one. If I was a betting man, I'd probably say I don't think he's going to go in the autumn. He'll probably want to spend more time and establish himself as a prime minister. So that's my two penneth on that one. Certainly one of the interesting things that has happened recently is that Min Campbell, who is the leader of the Liberal Democrats, the sort of third party in the United Kingdom, probably the centre or middle ground party, has actually come out publicly and said that we should withdraw from Iraq. And this is the first time that a major political leader in the UK has actually stood up and actually said this. He's been roundly jumped on by the Conservative Party leader. I think he's actually reflecting the views of many people in this country who probably think one of the most intelligent things that any Prime Minister could do right now would be to have a plan to withdraw our troops from Iraq. There's probably loads of complications as to why the Prime Minister can't just say we're withdrawing our troops, but at least it seems that Min Campbell may be tapping into a sentiment in the country. So that's going to be interesting to see what that actually does for the Liberal Party and whether it helps to strengthen and increase their share of the vote. And for those of you that haven't followed the press or have followed the press, we recently had some fairly severe storms and many parts of the UK had been flooded, particularly the southwest. And now's all the sort of discussions, the hindsight view of, well, should we have built houses there? Should we have done this? Should we have done that? And it's interesting to sort of see now there's loads of press about how we can stop this from happening in the future. To me, I suppose one of the obvious ones seems very obvious to me. I wasn't significantly affected by the floods, although family were, who had their water cut off for days on end. The advantage, I suppose, living in a more hilly country at the top of a hill is hopefully I will never suffer from a flood. But you have to think, well, the reason the land can't drain is because we've built so many houses, and we've probably built houses near close to floodplains. And I suppose it always interests me that a first world country has its water supply crippled and then has to bring the army in and volunteers to actually supply water to people. And I suppose that makes you think about how much water do you actually need to live on in a given day, and how much we just take water for granted. And I can remember there were people in the local radio, local TV, local press saying, you know, they can't survive on maybe 5, 6, 7 liters of water a day. It does make you realize just how much we do take for granted. As to whether anyone will actually sit down and say, well, we ought to think about housing policy, I doubt it. I think they will probably just try and spend money on flood defences to protect certain key areas, maybe power plants and also water processing or water treatment plants. But other than that, I think people would just say, well, this was a once in 50-year storm, a once in 100-year storm. So I don't see much moving on that one. And I certainly one of the real things that's been happening recently has been a huge spate of violent crimes involving younger people with knives and guns. Too many teenagers and young people have been killed in the United Kingdom this summer. And recently there was an incident of a young boy in Liverpool who was shot in the back of the head, aged 11. That really makes you sit back and think, well, what kind of society have we allowed to happen where guns seem to be that common on the streets that young people can wander around with them and then feel comfortable to just wander the streets and then potentially shoot somebody in the back of the head. Begs the question, what can be done? And I'm sure there are people sitting on all sides of the fence here, certainly tougher sentences. Is that actually going to solve the problem in the short term? No. Will it solve the problem longer term? It might do. It might encourage people to think about their actions. If they know if they carry a gun or they shoot somebody, they may go to prison for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. May help people longer term. But in the short term, I don't think it does. I think what we have to do is change the attitudes in our society and just make it obvious to these people that this is just not acceptable. I don't know how you actually do that, because you know, probably the reason that people feel want to be part of gangs and, you know, feel comfortable in carrying guns is maybe a breakdown of certain areas in society. And certainly there's been a lot of debate and talk in the press regarding single parents and maybe a lack of a male role model. I don't know. I've never been in that situation where I've not had male role models that I can look to and then, you know, go to for guidance. But I think it's certainly something that's worth thinking about. But I think maybe as a society we have to sit down and say what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And maybe people have to have courage to stand up and say this is unacceptable behaviour, and that we have to have a police and judicial system that is prepared to back people up when they do things. And there's also been instances of people who have challenged youths have been attacked, and people have been kicked and punched to death, which a sad reflection on society. Just coming up on 8 minutes, my quick review of what I think's been going on certainly in my world. This has been an original member podcast. If you've liked what you've heard, you want to hear more, please go to abovetopsecret.com. In my opinion, the best conspiracy discussion website on the internet. So that's www.abovetopsecret.com. Thank you.